Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Living by the Preceding Word of God. Today's devotional was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I have just read from the King James Version. When it was time for Jane to get married, she became confused. She had multiple suitors. Earlier, she had made a list outlining the qualities she desired in a husband, just as she had been taught. However, when the time came to make a decision, she realized that every man who sought her hand met the criteria on her list. This left her with a pressing question: Which of these men should I marry? The answer to her dilemma is found in Jesus' response to the tempter in Matthew 4:4. After Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. There, he fasted for 40 days and became hungry. It was at this point of need that the devil came to tempt him. The temptation was simple: turn these stones into bread. Jesus responded, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In essence, Jesus was saying, Yes, I have a legitimate need, but I will not be controlled by it. What governs my actions is what God is saying concerning that need. Jane's situation may seem different, but the principle remains the same. Her need was to know which suitor was right for her. Jesus' need was food after a prolonged fast. Though the needs differed, the solution was identical: the preceding word of God. Lists, logic, and human reasoning have their place, but they are not sufficient for making decisions that align with God's will. What ultimately matters is what God is saying in the present moment. This is how the believer is called to live, not merely by general knowledge, but by the living, preceding word of God. Go into today with this understanding. No matter the need you face, the solution is found in hearing and responding to what God is saying. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to discern and follow your voice concerning every area of my life. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job 9-10. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.